That's what? Milnot.
Stay tuned now for the Howard Miller Show. The time, 10:45. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents the Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again to all of you, wherever you are, in your automobiles, your homes, in bed, or on your feet, I just want to say, gee, it's awful nice for you to remember to tune us in today on your favorite CBS dial setting. Listen to me say a couple of, I hope, friendly words about the Wrigley folks and the swell product they make called Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And I think that you'll be delighted that a refreshing young boy singer, a star of show business, by the name of Tommy Leonetti. I probably know Tommy much better than you because of the reason that Tommy actually had one of his early starts in show business right here in the city of Chicago on one of our shows. We'll have an opportunity of talking to Tommy, who is down at our sister affiliate station, KCMO, that wonderful CBS outlet in Kansas City, Missouri. You'll also have a chance to not only meet Tommy, but hear his swell new record from a Broadway musical written by Bob Merrill called Look at Her. Before we go down to meet Tommy, however, and have conversation on the CBS lines, let's salute a little girl, age 10. Her name is Brenda Lee, and she records for Decca. The song, it's a new one called Love You Till I Die.
Love me till you die, my baby. Say you love me as my baby. Love you till I
That's my kind of music, I guess, my kind of little girlfriend, 10 years of age, one of the sweetest little gals in show business, a girl by the name of Brenda Lee, who records for Decca, and that's a new one called Love You Till I Die. As a matter of conversation piece, I am now in the midst of booking my pop record concert into the local Civic Opera House here in the city of Chicago for play date on June the 15th. And this was one of the very first performers I contacted in the country because I wanted our city of Chicago to see her perform live. She's just a brilliant little performer and a swell little lad, a little lassie, rather. Love You Till I Die, Brenda Lee. Let me talk to you just for about 30 seconds about Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Doggone, it's a product I just like to talk about. I think maybe I'd rather chew it than talk about it, though, and I think maybe you'll feel the same way when you give yourself the opportunity, because there's always a delightful, refreshing quality about Wrigley Spearmint, just like the spearmint leaf that's pictured on the package, the clean white foil of Wrigley Spearmint. That's exactly the flavor that you always get, and it's a bright, tantalizing taste. One that provokes relaxation, of course, but more than that, seems to do something for you because it stimulates you, keeps you alert, and at the same time keeps you relaxed. That's why we like to recommend it to you fellows who sit around in automobiles all day, the traveling salesmen, for you busy housewives who so frequently are fraught with the anxiety of your busy day. These are the people I think that get the most out of Wrigley Spearmint, and if you're one of them, you ought to enjoy it, too. So you'll learn to relax the nice, pleasant way with Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Truly, it's delicious. Well, let's go down to the stricken area of Kansas City, Missouri, a great city down there, which has suffered the hurricanes and the cyclones of the spring season, and talk to a boy who has taken show business by storm, if I may use a cliche, Mr. Tommy Leonetti. Tommy, it's just great having you back in our show.
Thank you very much, Howard. It certainly is nice to talk to you again after too long an absence from Chicago.
Yes, it's always too long when you're away from here. You're down at KCMO speaking from one of our studios there, huh, Tommy?
That's right. I'm right here in Kansas City at KCMO.
I hope that you'll thank our good-looking engineer down there and all the rest of the management for giving you the red carpet.
Mr. George Stump. We'll give everyone a plug, huh?
Oh, absolutely. George, thank you. Tommy, how close is Kansas City proper, where you are, to this ravaged area?
Oh, golly, it's just about 4 or 5 miles, Howard. It was quite a scare to, I think, everyone in the immediate area.
Where were you when the storm hit?
Well, I was at the hotel. I'm playing at the Terrace Grill of the Hotel Muehlbach, and we were doing our shows, and the warning started about 6 o'clock in the evening, so we had about 3 people in our... for her performances that night.
I'll bet that you didn't have any more than that. Well, now, did you see any evidence of the storm in Kansas City itself?
Nothing except high winds and very, very hard rain.
Yes. What about the area itself, Tommy? I suppose all curiosity seekers try to go out into that area. Have you been out there?
No, I haven't. Howard, it's controlled by martial law, and you can't actually get anywhere near the area unless you're... out there to help them clean up out there, or
yes,
a doctor or emergency unit.
Like all Americans, however, the people I know from that area will rise to rebuild and make it a wonderful community all over again.
Well, I think so.
Tommy, I'm so excited about this new turn of events for you, and while it's on another network, I have never felt that a great network like CBS should avoid talking about a competitor. NBC has a fine show on television known as the Hit Parade, and you have just been made the big star of that for this coming season. This must be a... great thrill for you.
Well, it's fantastic news for me, Howard. Of course, you know how I started right there in Chicago.
Sure.
on your shows, and this is kind of the real big thing, the real big break that I've been waiting for, and I'm very, very thrilled and enthusiastically looking forward to starting on the show. The first show will be September 7th.
In September is when you start in New York City. Now, that means, of course, that you will be removed from this level that we best know you at, which is the nightclubs and the theaters. I suppose you're going to miss that opportunity to meet people live, aren't you, Tommy?
I think I will, Howard. But this is also a fantastic challenge, a new challenge for me.
Sure.
And I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it'll give you some chance to do some dramatic things, because that's a production show, Tommy. And I remember when you were here... a year and a half, 2 years ago, there was a lot of talk that you were going to be given a screen test and probably go to Hollywood to make pictures. Do you think maybe this will cause an enthusiasm to well up all over again for the dramatic scores for you?
Well, I'm going to continue to study dramatics and continue all my studies. I think that eventually, if I'm lucky enough, I would like very much to branch out into that
I'm sure it'll happen, because while maybe most of the United States haven't seen you yet, when they see your... handsome face on the television screen, they're going to agree that this is not only a great talent, but a good-looking boy.
Thank you, Howard.
Now that the Admiration Society has called its meeting for this time, let's talk about the record. Now, you're with label Vic, which is one of the up-and-coming progressive new young labels, a subsidiary of RCA Victor, and you've got a Bob Merrill tune here that's from a Broadway show. Tell me about it, Tommy.
Well, it's a very pretty song, Howard. I saw the song about 2 months ago and recorded it when we learned that the show was going to open in New York. By the way, it opened just last week.
Yes.
In New York, and it looks like it's going to be a very successful show. I understand there's $500,000 in advance sale.
Is that right?
And this is probably one of the prettiest songs that Bob Merrill has written. I think he's more well known for the novelty songs that he's written. And it's a very pretty thing, and I really enjoyed recording it.
Well, how does a recording artist like yourself approach a show tune, though, Tommy? Do you feel that most show tunes are good gambles at the record level?
If the show is a hit, I think this helps the song.
Uh-huh.
I think there's always room for good songs, like the songs that came out of My Fair Lady.
Yes.
Like On the Street Where You Live, which was a fantastic success.
Yes, and of course, Rosemary Clooney's biggest song of all time was Hey There from Pajama Game.
Right.
So I guess that a Broadway title doesn't necessarily put the onus on it or the kiss of death. At least I hope it doesn't in your particular case, Tommy, because I think I agree with you. It's a beautiful, beautiful ballad.
Thank you, honey.
So let's listen to it. I was going to say, let's look at her. That's the title, as a matter of fact, is from the Broadway musical. Tommy Leonetti is featured with the great Vic organization now on this Vic recording of a Bob Merrill tune called Look at Her.
Look at her, look at her. Excuse me while I look at her. And melt just like I'm butter in the sun. Look at her, she can't see how much she's affected me. I think she's sweetest happy. She thinks I'm downright daffy. Look at me from the start. I've been choking on my heart. Tasting words I'm too afraid to say. I'm scared to make a move. She wouldn't understand. I'm scared to smooth her hair or even hold her hand. I know I mustn't touch, but I don't mind so much if I can look at her, look at her, look at I'm scared to smooth her hair or even hold her hand. I know I mustn't touch, but I don't mind so much if I can look at her.
Gee, that's a beautiful song, and of course, in my book, nobody tops the song styling or the singing ability of this boy, Tommy Leonetti, who is our guest today. Tommy, we gave a plug to the Terrace Grill of the Mule Bock, where you're closing tonight. Let's give a plug to the operator of your next bistro. Where are you going from Kansas City?
Well, I close tonight, and I'm flying to New York tomorrow, and I'm opening it Tuesday night. At the Elegante in Brooklyn, which is...
Great spot.
Yes, in New York.
Isn't that the place a couple of years ago that Milton Berle opened up? And since then,
right,
they've had this fantastic chain of great artists.
That's right. Harry Belafonte, Tony Bennett. There's been a lot of wonderful entertainers there.
Real feather in your cap, Tommy.
Thank you.
Tommy, I know that all of the people who know you, and now the people must be swelled in number, want to join me in wishing you the greatest of success in your new enterprise, the Hit Parade, and also, of course, with your record contract and this one, on label Vic call Look at Her. Good luck, Tommy.
Thank you very much, Howard. It's real nice talking to you. Say hello to all my friends in Chicago.
And you've got millions of them, believe me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
Bye.
That was Tommy Leonetti speaking from Kansas City, Missouri, where again we want to extend our thanks to television station KCMO-TV down there, our affiliate station of the CBS chain, who are nice enough to make facilities available for Tommy Leonetti. And to all of you in the Kansas City area who experienced, of course, the ravages of hurricane and cyclone, we know that you know that all of America is behind you in your great rebuilding process. So good luck. The stiff upper lip does the job. This is Howard Miller from Chicago for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Thanks for joining us. Please enjoy Wrigley Spearmint at your earliest opportunity, and we'll see you tomorrow. Here's Joe Foss.
Be sure to join Howard tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Lori Loman on the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.
With New Spry.
For non-greasy food, fry with New Spry.
My, that's wonderful. Do it again.
All righty. For non-greasy food, fry with New Spry.
Spry makes the food non-greasy and the cook look good.
A great refreshment buy. 12-ounce king-size bottles of Coca-Cola. Sign of good taste.
Wendy Warren and the News.
Hello, folks. This is Wendy Warren with news reports from the women's world. And now, here's Douglas Edwards with the latest headlines.
Defense Secretary Wilson hits cuts in defense spending. Teamster Board reported drawing lines to expel Dave Beck. Another postponement in DO trial. I'll be back with details and more news in just a moment. But first,
A&P has the meat values. Yes, when it comes to selecting meats for the family dinner, your A&P has many money-saving suggestions. Well, just listen to today's outstanding example. Beef chuck roast, bone-in, blade cut, and only 29 cents a pound. That's right, only 29 cents a pound. A&P has the meat values. Every day is Ladies' Day on WBBM, because every day WBBM broadcasts the stories best liked by American women. Coming up right now, Backstage Wife, Helen Trent, Our Gal Sunday, Nora Drake, and the favorite for two generations, Ma Perkins, all between now and 12:30, today and every weekday, right here on CBS Chicago, WBBM. Weatherman says for Chicago and vicinity, thunder showers and much cooler today. Partly cloudy and cooler tonight. Friday, partly cloudy. The high today in the upper 60s, the low tonight 48, the high tomorrow near 70. Now 54 degrees in Chicago.
Carrying the ball for the administration in the budget battle today, Defense Secretary Charles Wilson. He told...